Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, come up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Hides like a tomato in a salad.
Right.
Thank you, Miles. A new study looked into what age music hits the hardest for people.
All right.
I'm going to guess 14 or 15.
14 or 15.
Yep, I was going to say 12.
Call. 12, not a bad call.
I'll go a little bit higher. I still think it's teenagers, but I'll say 18.
So here's the thing. It's different. For men, it was 16. For women, it was 19.
Really?
Right.
And I wonder if it has to do with just what you're going through in life at the time. I know that we hit puberty at different times. However, women hit it before men, so that's not.
But I feel like women have more emotions that they address. So like as a guy, right? Grew up listening to rock music. Everything's about being an outcast.
Yeah.
Solid, done. I did not need anything. You can do a love song. You can do your other stuff. But inevitably, it's about being rebellious. So I was cool there, right? And I do think, like I look at my daughter, there might be something she likes now.
Yeah.
I get the feeling in a year and a half, something else will impress upon her. Like, I was good. Mm-hmm. You're an outcast, done.
Yeah.
Nothing
else. Also, when you're living
about.
At home with your parents, you can't exactly rock the hell out.
No.
Unless they're not there. And you're still, you're still worried about your neighbors. When you get a car, when you're 16 years old, when you move out, those are the times where you're like, I can buy whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen to whatever I want. I have freedom. So for some reason, like listening to music in the car just kind of sticks.
It's different,
It sticks with me different.
Sure.
I think it's also an age where you're very much just shaped by the stuff you're listening to or watching.
Absolutely.
Like adults tend to be like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but I don't know. Yeah.
Music is who you want to be versus who you are.
Correct.
Kind of a situation
and then we lock into what we like and start sounding old.
There you go.
Right?
No kidding.
I mean, that's it.
No kidding.
Right. It is tough. Like, you got to work hard at it to still listen to popular music now and be like, all right, this is what people like.
Yeah.
After discovering that people with cholesterol-lowering genes had lower odds of developing dementia, researchers are now looking into whether or not cholesterol medication may actually help that later in life.
Huh.
All right.
There's no correlation just yet, but they're like, look, there's a tie between people that have the natural ability to lower their cholesterol and staying away from dementia.
Huh.
So maybe this will do it.
I hope that's it.
53% of Americans don't know why we declared independence from Britain in 1776.
That explains a lot.
That explains
a lot. It says it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said 53% don't.
53% of Americans do not know why we did it.
Would they not accept just taxation?
I don't think they know that. I don't think they know that. I think if you said that, they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense, man. I think what he's saying is, like, legitimately, they're like, I don't know, we didn't like people in red trench coats.
Yeah, what that crew went through is a hell of a lot more than we want to do our own thing. Like,
right.
It's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
A little bit more than that. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day.
All right.
Because of yesterday's failure, I'm going to give you guys a 99% success chance.
It's not that we failed. It's that you projected that we would nail it, and we simply...
I can't give you 100% anymore.
Right.
99% chance of success. It's an S word. Careful. It's an adjective, and something that is described as this does or involves a lot of sitting.
Sedentary.
There you go.
All right.
We're back.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where were you at there, Ted?
I don't know. I was just to the part of this. Something.
It's a lot.
Stationary.
Studies show getting your antioxidants from food sources is better for you than through supplements.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anything that you eat probably is healthy for you is better than that.
Eating,
I think most of us know, though.
And the whole point is you do the supplements because, like, I don't feel like eating what? Blueberries or whatever the hell gives
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Is berries, like, is that the main one?
Berries are a big
one. Well,
yeah,
as far as an antioxidant goes. But, I mean, like, people are calcium deficient.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they might be lactose intolerant.
Well, that sucks.
So you need to take those pills because you can't just be sitting around chugging milk and eating yogurt.
You can't.
Or whatever. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
You would just have diarrhea and strong bones.
Yeah.
That's a sign of strength.
Diarrhea and strong bones. It turns out that how men walk adds to body size when it comes to threat impressions. So basically, the way that you walk could make you more intimidating at any size. And that's what they were saying is that, you know, you don't have to be huge to be intimidating. In fact, it's one of the small habits that tells a lot about you. People who are overly aware of their clothes and body are constantly adjusting things. They come across as perfectionist, nervous, unconfident. Worse, they may be perceived as insecure, narcissistic, and unhappy if it happens all the time. Those who take body checking to the extreme may suffer from low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, and eating disorders.
So, I take it as you're a 13-year-old boy because my son and every one of his friends are so worried about their hair all the time.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
The hair is a major thing.
All of them, but it's constant. Like, if you're in a room with them, right, you can be talking to them about anything. They will be attentive. They're smart young men, but 50% of them at any given time, they're kind of reshuffling their hair. And not like scratching their head. I mean, like there's, I don't know, whatever position they believe their hair should be in. It is constant.
Hey, got to be on point all the time. Yep.
It is weird, man.
Yeah. Well, when I was that age, I had a comb in my pocket.
There you go.
You know what? It's kind of the equivalent,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't have
that problem.
Because
that's going to get me girls.
And then after a while,
he's got great hair.
Yeah.
We all have hair when we're 12.
Right.
Hopefully.
I had bad hair when I was 12.
How do you have bad hair? Well, bad haircuts or just bad hair?
Bad haircuts. But also, my hair has always been thin. I have never had good, lush hair.
Do you have any pictures of you at 12?
Oh,
I just want to laugh at you. We both know this. I'm not even going to lie to you about it.
I just want to make fun of you. It's not like I had a Caesar ring at 12, but I mean, if you look at it compared to how
I have hair equivalent.
That's right.
I think my second, eighth grade year was the coolest hair I ever had. And then one practice into freshman football, I buzzed it the next day, and then always kept it pretty short.
That was it.
That was kind of it, yeah. Right. I thought, you remember, like, you'd shave up underneath it, and it'd, like, split it down the middle?
Uh-huh.
But at 14, that was a cool haircut.
I don't know. It's hard not to laugh now.
There we go. There's my thin-ass hair.
You actually pulled up a picture?
Yeah, I got one right here. This is when I was 15 years old, I think. Around 15 years old. And while I certainly have a hell of a lot more hair than I do now, it's still on the thinner side.
Nah, look at that. Exactly
look at that. Look at that. Look at that little thin patch right up there. It's obvious that's running away. Doggone it.
Oh, yeah. Your hair was not long for the world.
See how long back that is?
You look exactly the way I figured you would look at about 15.
I mean, obviously, I have
more. It's shorter.
I had more hair. Yeah, it's shorter. But it was also thin as hell.
I get it, man.
I had thin hair.
It was a little thin.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. It sucked.
It did. It didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Get it the hell out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A woman in South Korea killed a cockroach in her home, but it came at a cost, Miles.
What was that cost?
About at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Brian Cotter of Pueblo, Colorado.
Brian?
Brian. You know Brian. He works as a coroner, and with Halloween approaching, he decided to open his office for a, quote, safe and sweet, family-friendly Halloween party. Now, unfortunately, when he put out the invitation, the local community has not responded to the invite as Brian had hoped, so he ended up canceling the event, and he even posted a Facebook quote saying, "Our intent was simply to provide a safe, family-friendly opportunity for children and families to enjoy the holiday together as we have provided in the past." It has become clear, however, that the event was not well received by some members of the community. We recognize and respect those concerns, and as such, we've decided to cancel the event. So you got to wonder, what was the blowback on this? The guy's done it before in the past. People seem to enjoy it. Yeah, the blowback is that a few months ago in the month of August, Brian got himself into hot water when authorities discovered 24 decomposing bodies hidden behind a door in his mortuary. Some of the bodies had been decomposing for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was just keeping them?
He was just keeping them. Keep in mind, this is Pueblo, Colorado. It's not like it's a billion people living there, so everybody knows. And when he's like, "Hey, come down to the office," same place they found the decomposing bodies, doing a haunted house, all of the parents are like, "No, we're not going
to
do that."
I like, he's still like, try to do something nice for you people.
That's his attitude. Like, hey, I've done it before you knew that I was storing dead bodies in the back. Whatever. I respect your wishes.
Now you're all judgy.
Poor Brian, man. No Halloween party in Pueblo where the real dead bodies are decomposing. What can one do? So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.